USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from severe storms that have battered the central U.S. this week have now climbed to 9 people. The region is still bracing for more flooding as rivers rise rapidly. President Trump has declared a state of emergency in Oklahoma. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Typically in the month of May, you would average only 268 tornadoes. Keep in mind, May is the peak month for this. But so far this May, we've had a preliminary number of 327. So we are already above average. Keep in mind, we still have more severe weather expected before we finish out the rest of the month.
President Trump is in Tokyo on a state visit as the U.S. and Japan work out a trade deal. He tweeted that he has confidence that Kim Jong-un of North Korea will keep his promise regarding nuclear testing. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
More than 2 weeks ago, Hawaii physical therapist Amanda Eller went hiking in a forest preserve on Maui, and she disappeared. On Friday, a helicopter rescue crew checked a steep ravine near a waterfall, and they found her alive. Her mother, Julia, is overwhelmed and grateful.
Our daughter has come home to us and in a wonderful condition.
Despite having a broken leg, Eller managed to find berries to eat, and she slept in wild boar nests at night to stay warm. Climbers hoping to scale Mount Everest have not been so lucky. 3 more of them died there last week, and past Everest climber Alan Arquette says they weren't ready for the challenge.
We have too many people that lack the experience to be on that mountain. In my opinion, people should climb another 8,000-meter mountain, the lower one, before they attempt Everest to see how their body performs at altitude.
He says of the 10 people that died, 6 of them succumbed to some form of altitude sickness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An opinion poll published by The Times in London is suggesting the former British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson as one of the favorites to replace Theresa May. John Clements reports.
The flamboyant Boris Johnson is the favorite among party activists to replace Theresa May, who resigned over Great Britain's plan to exit the European Union. Her emotional resignation surprised many, but not all.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
More than a dozen others are expected to battle for her position in a political struggle that'll last at least 2 months. I'm John Clemens.
Rolling Thunder is all set to be retired. It's taking its final ride this weekend. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The decades-long tradition of a Memorial Day weekend demonstration of motorcycles roaring through Washington, D.C. will end with this year's Rolling Thunder. Former Army Sergeant Artie Miller and Executive Director of Rolling Thunder says they're tired of the harassment they're getting from Washington, D.C., but these riders say they'll miss the tradition.
It's all about, you know, what America stands for.
It's incredibly special and emotional and again, a great reminder for us every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.